stand together. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Say, there is power in the name of Jesus. Come on. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power. There is power. You got it. So there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Declare and say, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every... Now somebody lift your hands in the air right here. Say, there's an army. Woo! We won't keep silent, say, there's an army.
Aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Every chain broken in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we give you praise, O God. We come before you with thanksgiving. We worship you. We adore you. With lifted hands, O God, we exalt your glorious name. We are surrendered, O God, to your will, to your directives, your guidance. And Lord, O God, this day we declare that your kingdom has come and that your will done in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, O God, Father, that you have the final word. And so, Lord, O God, we embrace all of your goodness today. And we are established, O God, by the covenant promises that you've made. And, Lord, O God, we are thankful, O God, that you've established us, O God, by the prophetic declarations over our lives. For, Lord, O God, this day, O God, we magnify you. We magnify you. You are worthy, O God, of all praise, worship, and adoration forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Want to welcome you all to the house of the Lord this evening, though you may be in your various homes. But God is mighty. He is faithful, and his glory is revealed in our lives. Blessed be the holy name of the Most High God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning we are celebrating our mothers, and want to thank God for every mother, everyone that God has raised and empowered to be a multiplier, because mothers are multipliers. Mothers are nourishers. Mothers just are amazing, and we just want to give God praise for every mother this morning. And but before we do that, and we're going to be sharing a video, a generic video for all of our mothers, and then we're going to have a particular video for the mother of this house today to just celebrate her and thank God for her. But before we do those mothers, there is a very special video that I want to share with you this morning. And this particular video came to me a few days ago as I celebrated another year in God, and came from two of our dear, we have seven dear special grandkids. But this video, I've watched it so many times in the last few days, watched it with the sound on, watched it without the sound, and I had the same impact from both of it because of how special these little ones are, how they impacted me. And I wanted to share this joy in my heart with you because this is the product of mothers. Amen. Children came out of mothers, and so I want to share this with you, and then we're going to share two more videos. I know it's going to be almost like so many videos, and we're here to have church, but the Word of God says, honor, give honor to those whom honor is due also. Amen. So it's all good. It's all good. Praise God. Let's roll this particular video.
Happy birthday to Papa. Happy birthday to Papa. Happy birthday to Papa. Happy birthday to Papa. Yeah. Is it anymore?
Oh, that was so precious. Little one, you know, going with just watching and just enjoying the brothers singing and just tapping. I can't imagine how she's doing that at that age. you know, she's not even two. She's a year and 5 months, something like that. And, you know, just amazing. Just both of them was a joy. I watched that then, you know, again and again. And I hope you enjoyed it the way I enjoyed it. Praise the Lord. Well, today's Mother's Day, and on this Mother's Day, I want to share this video with you. It's a video I first saw maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I've been wanting to share this video with you, and today we will be able to do so. Please roll this video.
Give me 1 second. Thank
sure.
You, sorry. Uh-huh. 2 minutes. Thank you. Hi, good afternoon. Sorry about
that.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Have you ever done one of these interviews over the camera before?
No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the job to get started with. It's not just a job. It's sort of probably the most important job. The title that we have going right now is Director of Operations, but it's really kind of so much more than that. Responsibilities and requirements are really quite extensive. First category for the requirements would be mobility. This job requires that you must be able to work standing up most or really all of the time, constantly on your feet, constantly bending over, constantly exerting yourself, a high level of stamina.
Okay.
That's a lot.
For how many hours?
135 hours to unlimited hours a week. It's basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sure you'll have a chance from time to time to maybe just sit down here and there, yeah?
You mean like a break?
Yeah.
No, there are no breaks available.
Is that even legal?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like no lunch?
You can have lunch, but only when the associate is done eating their lunch.
I think that's a little intense.
No,
not possible.
That's crazy.
Now, this position requires excellent negotiation and interpersonal skill. We're really looking for someone that might have a degree in medicine, in finance, and the culinary arts. You must be able to wear several hats. Associate needs constant attention. Sometimes they have to stay up with an associate throughout the night. Being able to work in a chaotic environment, if you had a life, we'd ask you to sort of give that life up. No vacations. In fact, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and holidays, the workload is going to go up, and we demand that. With a happy disposition.
That's almost cruel. That's almost a very, very sick, twisted joke.
But when there's time to sleep, or...
Oh, no time to sleep.
Yeah, all-encompassing, almost.
That's exactly right.
365 days a year?
Yes.
No, that's inhumane.
That's very insane.
The meaningful connections that you make and the feeling that you get from really helping your associate are immeasurable. Also, let's cover the salary. The position is going to pay absolutely nothing.
Excuse me?
No. Nobody's doing that for free.
Yeah, pro bono. Completely for free.
No.
What if I told you there's someone that actually currently holds this position right now? Billions of people, actually.
Who?
Moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moms.
That's awesome.
Oh!
And they meet every requirement, don't
they?
Oh my God. Moms are the best!
Yeah, there's no pay. They're 24 hours. They're always there.
Now I'm thinking about my mom.
Yeah, and what are you thinking about her?
I'm thinking about all those nights and everything.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I know it doesn't seem like I appreciate all of it, but I definitely do.
So, Mom, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done. I love you very much. You've been there through thick and thin. My mom is just awesome. She's awesome.
And to think that there are people who have the audacity to even consider dropping Mother's Day and even the word mother for birth and persons or people, and that's supposed to be woke, they need to go back to sleep. Mothers are not just birthers. They take care. I thank God for mothers. And today we just want to celebrate everyone who is a mother and those that are going to be mothers. We celebrate every one of you and thank God for every one of you for the gift and the grace of God that has flown and flowed through your lives to impact our community. We celebrate you and we bless you in that name that is above every other name, the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, to share that with you was important and covers everybody. We're thankful for the mother in this house and thankful for the greetings and the expressions of love that have come forth out of your mouth towards the mother in this house. And so we'd like to play this next video as an expression of our love and expression of thanksgiving for the mother that God has blessed us with in this house. Mama, Pastor Maria Ifizina.
Cover us with yourself. Cover us with yourself. Cover us with yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have paid the price for us. We receive the precious blood of Jesus. You've given us your name. We receive the name of Jesus. You've given us your authority. We receive that authority. You've blessed us with faithfulness, fruitfulness, multiplication, restoration, replenishing, blessed us with all dimensions of things. We bless your holy name. You bless our fathers, Abraham. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And you have guaranteed that blessing upon every one of us. So, Lord, we remember you. And as we remember you today, remember us. Have mercy on us and on our household. Have mercy on our families. Have mercy on our health, on our walk with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Pastor Maria has always been bold and completely confident in her God-given authority. Her love for God and His Word is so evident. When Pastor Maria teaches, it's as if seeing another face of God. She is a force to be reckoned with in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the gift that Pastor Maria is to the house. Thank you that she will be surprised and blessed beyond measure all the days of her life.
My mother in Israel, and I say happy Mother's Day to you. You are a mother to your children and the children of God under your care. Happy Mother's Day to Pastor Maria Ifizina. Thank you.
You nurture and guide with friendliness in love. And for that, we appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day.
This is Sherry. On behalf of Byron and myself, Pastor Maria, we would like to wish you a blessed Mother's Day. We thank God for the grace He has placed on your life, the grace to teach the Word, to speak the Word, and to live the Word. It has greatly influenced our lives. May God's glory continue to manifest in every area of your life. And we know the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Have an awesome day.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
God bless you. As you declare his blessings upon us every day, so shall his blessing remain permanent in your life, in Jesus' name, and upon your children, and upon your grandchildren, both spiritual and physical, in Jesus' name.
Hi Mom, happy Mother's Day, it's Lindsay. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for serving us and for ministering to us. I appreciate your heart, I appreciate your spirit and the way that you see God's word. Thank you for being you, and we just love you.
Dear Pastor Maria, you are so precious to me and my entire family. It's Colette and Dean. We just want to thank you for your love and care and guidance and prayers for us over the years. Only God knows the sacrifice that you've made to serve the Lord and his people. And I pray that God would bless you and exceed all of your expectations and comfort you and give you peace.
Pastor Maria, when I think of the mother of the house of glory and peace, and I think of you as a second mother to us, how you've guided us and led us with humor, being non-judgmental, but being firm. That is the love of a mother. And I wish you happy Mother's Day this day. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you and we love you. And we wish you long life and health and divine prosperity. God bless you.
Happy Mother's Day from Loretta and myself. May God richly bless you.
Happy Mother's Day, Pastor Maria Efezino. We thank you for being a wonderful mother to every one of us. We thank you and we thank God for your life and how impactful you are to all of us. We want to wish you Happy Mother's Day, and that the Lord will spare your life to see many more. Happy Mother's Day from Kingsley, Toyin, Stephanie, and Isabella Ogundele.
Happy Mother's Day, Pastor Maria.
Happy Mother's Day, Pastor Maria. On behalf of my family and myself, we would love to thank you for being a great mother, friend, mentor, and pastor. We couldn't have asked for a better spiritual mother, and you have been a blessing to us, the church, and the world. So for this, we want to say thank you today. And today we ask that the Lord continue to bless and increase you. May he take you from one level of glory to another. May his face shine on you, and may he cause his favor to encompass you like a shield. You are like a city set on a hill. Your light will never be hidden. You will so shine for the world to see. Thank you again, and I hope you enjoy your day today.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. We wish you both health, wealth, and happiness today and always. Love, Atticus and Eagle, Adrian and myself. Love you guys.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. You've always been available for me. You've always come to my aid whenever I've needed something. You've given selflessly, and the way that you've been able to make me feel like your baby, all the way to me being a grown man, is something that everybody should feel, and I'm glad that I have that from you. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Hi, Mom. There are not enough words to describe how graceful, kind, loving, and magnetic you are. I am so glad that I am my mother's daughter. That is probably the biggest compliment. I love you so much. You are everything. Ashley.
Hi Mom, it's John. You bring so much joy into our lives. My favorite moments are us sitting together, talking, and laughing. Happy Mother's Day.
Where would I be without my mother? Today is Mother's Day, and I want everybody to know how much my mom means to me. Mom, for all the times that I forgot to thank you, for all the special little things you do, for all the words that sometimes go unspoken, I need to say I love you, because I really do. I love you for the way you stop and listen, and for your kind support throughout the years, for teaching me the meaning of compassion and sharing in my triumphs and my tears. And at times I may have seemed ungrateful, and I want to say I truly hope you see that nothing you have done has been forgotten, and day by day you just mean more to me. I promise from this day forward, I'll call more, because you mean the most. Love you, Andrew.
Wow, happy Mother's Day of the memory. How blessed I am to know you. Once upon a time, I was single, didn't know anything about life. And God connected us, and it was just the two of us. But one special day in August, we had an Andrew. Then in March, a few years later, Adrian. Then a few years later, in December, Ashley. And since then, we've been graced with so many beautiful grandchildren. You are a mother in Zion. Not only are you a mother to our children, natural children, but a mother to our spiritual children. And we thank God for you. We celebrate you. And thank God for his faithfulness demonstrated in you and through you. Thank you for being a wonderful mother in Zion. Be blessed and be highly favored. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. Wherever you are, would you rise with me for a moment? As we give God thanks for all of our mothers, for the gift that they are. Many times we do not appreciate as much what we have. Some of the memories that are burnt deep within my spirit, some of the experiences I had with my mother, I don't know about you. Maybe your mother is still with you. Maybe your mother is gone home to be with the Lord. One thing we do know is this, that because of our mothers, we are here. They cared for us. We honor them. And we thank God for his grace and his mercies. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We worship and we adore you. That you are God and you reign forever. Father, 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 we call upon you. We ask, O God, that your hand would rest upon mothers today. Lord, O God, that the workings of the enemy that have come against mothers will be brought under judgment even now. That each mother, O God, will embrace their calling and the grace that you have over their lives. Father, will God impact them? Impact, impact, impact. Let, oh God, every assault, oh God, on mothers, oh God, halt now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let, oh God, the activities of the enemy to circumvent, oh God, their calling and their purpose, their assignment, Lord, oh God, come under the judgment of the hammer of your word, even now. So, Lord, oh God, that each one, oh God, will rise up and shine for your glory and your honor. Lord, oh God, you've graced them, oh God, to be multipliers of seed. Father, this day in the name of Jesus, let them, oh God, continue to multiply and increase. Let, oh God, every spirit of miscarriage cease out of the lives of mothers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let that power of the stronghold of the enemy that has come, oh God, against those that are called to be mothers in our society, that has caused many to abort their children, Lord, oh God, let that spirit, oh God, be crushed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let, oh God, mothers carry their children and raise their children, nurture their children, and Lord, oh God, see their children rise before them and call their mothers, oh God, blessed every day. Thank you, Lord, oh God. When you described yourself as a many-breasted God. Because you are here to nourish, to restore, to make whole. And when you said that you will never forget us, you said, even if a mother forgets, I won't. Because it is not easy for a mother to forget the child that she birthed. Lord God Almighty, we give you praise that we are not forgotten. We give you praise that we are well nourished. We give you praise that you are the God who carries us. You bear us, O God. You fight for us. You protect us. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. And we honor, O God, the mothers that you've given to us. We bless every one of them. Those, oh God, that have already raised their children, those that are now raising their children, and those, oh God, that have the eggs, oh God, within them, that someday will be seeded. We bless them and we bless their womanhood in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare, oh God, that women be raised up to their rightful place. In the glorious name of our sovereign Lord, we call it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Mother of the House. We are so honored to have you as a mother, strong but compassionate, firm but merciful. And I want to thank God for you. May God continue to use you mightily to reach his people locally and globally. Hallelujah. Well, it's an honor and a privilege for me to welcome you today on this special day to bring us the word of life. Thank God for you, and we celebrate you. And right where you are at home, let's give her a good clap. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank Amen. You so much. Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome.
Praise the Lord. And thank you, everyone. I don't know how you want me to preach after all of that, so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank every one of you for the greetings, my immediate family, biological family, and my spiritual children and church children and partners. I just bless your holy name, Almighty God, on their behalf. I thank you for the blessing that you blessed me with Mother's Day greeting. May God bless your family also, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let us pray, and then we can get into the word this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for who you are. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Almighty God, that we can come before your throne anytime, any hour, any second of the day, and you're willing to receive us, your children. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have made for every one of us, that you have caused us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your name that is written in our lives and for calling us your beloved children. We bless your holy name. Let your word, O God, come to us today. Let it energize our life, transform our lives, renew our minds, and bless our families. Lord, we bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Every child in this house from 120 plus to zero. Those in seed form, we bless every one of them. May your name be glorified. We thank you for divine health, divine peace, divine wealth. And now let your word come now with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth and transformation and renewal and fruitfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. You know, we are in that special quarantine again. Thank God that we can come and just give the word. Thank God that there is a media source that the word of the Lord can come to your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have not lost anything. We are still on track. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Well, this morning I have a lot to share with us, but in the meantime, I want to thank God. So today's Mother's Day, so my message is going to be about our mothers. So if you're fathers, you don't have to leave the room. Without fathers, there will be no mothers. Say amen. We thank God for mothers, but we thank God for fathers. Father's Day is coming, but every day is the day of the Lord. And in the day of the Lord, there are both mothers and fathers, boys and girls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. You know, when I reflect about women, God has always loved both men and women. That's what the word of God says. Jesus died for both men and women. But women are special. Say amen. Women are special to the Lord. You know, God, the Bible says God made everything. He made the heavens and the earth. He created all things. He created the light world, the plant world, the solar system world, and everything. He created a marine world and everything. And when He finished all of that, He did everything good. And then He created man in His own image and His own likeness. And He created He them, male and female. And Bible says God blessed them. All this you can find in Genesis 1. So Genesis 1 is all about the foundation of everything that God created. Now, there are more details about that creation. But you can see every aspect of life in Genesis 1, and what everybody ought to be. Thank God we are made in the image and likeness of God. That's what Genesis 1:26 tells us. So that's going to be my first scripture this morning. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female. We're going to read up to 31, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. So women also are created in the image of God. Say amen. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Praise the Lord. So all dimensions, the airwaves, the celestial realm, the terrestrial realm, which is the land realm, and the marine world, God has given us power and dominion over all of it. Verse 29, God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be meat. So every fruit tree, every seed-yielding tree, they are all food for us. So if you eat any of those things, they will not be deadly to you. In the name of Jesus, God has assigned them to be meat for you and for me, both male and female. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you are a farmer and your fruit trees, you grow an orchard, if it's not working, power to rule and reign over all those things have been given to you. They must produce. Say amen. So you must have a bumper crop. So there is no room for failure there. It must produce. It must produce food. So as a farmer, in your territory, you can begin to say, I have been authorized to eat meat from you. You must produce for me and my neighborhood and my city and your business. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every herb for meat, and it was so. So anything that moves, if they are movable and they are alive, they belong to you. You can eat them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people have created a doctrine that you are supposed to eat only herbs. No, he told you, eat the fruit, eat the herbs, but all the meat also. That's it right there, Genesis 1:30. This is before the fall. So this is God's original plan. And that plan has not changed. Everything is designed for you as a man and as a woman, woman included. So a woman's life is not designed for suffering. A woman's life is designed for also dominion. Say amen. Say amen. Your children will never go hungry. Everything has been commanded to be a blessing to you. If they are not working, you cannot open that your mouth that you use in shouting and calling your children when they are naughty, when they are little. You can use that same mouth and begin to declare, you must work for me. You must work for me. Everything that moves, work for me. Say amen. That means you can live in a house. If your house is in the jungle, if there are snakes and all of that, you can begin to say, serpents, you cannot come around here. Hyenas, you cannot come around my property. You have authority over all. It's everything that moves. Verse 30, and to every beast of the earth. Can you say hyena is a beast? Can you say a lion is a beast? Can you say whatever the creature is that you think of, or the ones you're afraid of, fear not, in the name of Jesus. Every fowl is an eagle, a fowl. They have wings. So every one of them, vultures, every one of them, and to everything that creepeth, would you say serpent creeps? Every kind of creeps upon the earth, as far as they live on earth, they must surrender to you. Wherein there is life, I have given. They are yours, so it's yours to command. Say amen. And every green herb for meat. So you are to eat, and you are to eat the green herb. And it was so. So when God said it is so, it is so. Say amen at your home. It is so. So when you eat and you buy your groceries from the store, you will never eat salmonella poisonous food. In the name of Jesus. If there is poison in it, it will not work against you. That poison is nullified. In the name of Jesus, you just have to believe this. And when you believe that that's the realm you stand in, everything turns around. In Jesus' name. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now we just jump forward to Genesis 2, verse 7. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the dominion of both men and women. Everyone has the same right, equal. One person does not have more than the other. God gave this authority to every human. If you are male and female, this is your portion. So you cannot blame your husband for lack of success. Neither can you, your husband, blame your wife for lack of success. Every one of you have been given this. Children, you cannot blame your parents either. You are part of this. In Jesus' name. 2:7, Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became what? A living soul. From the moment we became a living soul, the breath of God is in us. The life of God. God put himself. So the power for all those things he has spoken over us to work is in our DNA. Hallelujah. God has put himself inside us. Until the day you die, that breath works in you. Hallelujah. Power of dominion is in you. Power of rulership is in you. Power of fruitfulness is in you. God has sealed it inside you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So women, you have this. Now, if you are in a home that things are not working, that power is already in you. You can activate it right now in Jesus' name. Now, women, I said women are special. Now, if we go a little bit further, we will now see God finished creating. Everything was perfect. Everything is moving. Continue in Genesis 2. God now called all the animals, everything he created. We know he told Adam to name them, and he named every one of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's from verse 19 of Genesis 2. And Adam named everything, okay? And he gave name to everything. And then the Bible says it was not good. Should I read that, or you can read at your own? I have a lot to cover today. So another Adam gave names to all cattle, to fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. For Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. Where the woman is inside Adam, is inside his rib, we know that. So she was already existing in the spiritual realm inside Adam, but her physical body was not yet out. God now performed a miracle and brought the woman out because he said there is no help for Adam. So the physical manifestation of a woman is designed to come out as a help. That's your design. The man is made to till the earth. Hallelujah. Man is designed to walk. The woman is designed to help the man. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, can women walk? Yes. We all walk. God walked with his mouth. We can all walk with our mouth. You are a speaking spirit, so you can speak things into existence. Say amen. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. That's Genesis 2:21. And he slept and took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. I think in biology we did how many ribs? Is it 16 ribs we have? I'm not too sure. So it's been a long time I was in school, so praise the Lord. So, but we do have in your rib cage, I think it's 16. If it's not 16, then you can correct that and Google it and then let me know. Praise the Lord. All right, so it took just one. So women, there is formed out of just one Their physical bodies form out of one rib, whereas a man has more inside him. So the man is physically stronger, but the woman is weaker in terms of strength, but it's not in terms of power. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now, verse 21. It says, because the deep 22 of Genesis 2. How many ribs? Hallelujah. Okay, so it's 24 ribs. We have 24 ribs. Wow, that's even more than I think. How did we pack all of that there? Praise the Lord. So 24 ribs in a human body, in a male's body, and one was taken to form the woman. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how many ribs does a woman have? You know, I really didn't do that homework. Woman has 24. Oh, my God. Look at that miracle. From one, God made 24. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's another revelation that I won't go into right now. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. So I said women are special. Today is Mother's Day, so I'm going to be focusing more. I'm just giving the foundation so men don't get jealous and say we're not talking. I'm a mother of sons, and I'm a mother of daughters. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I love men. Of course, that's why I'm married. If I don't love a man, I will not be married. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. See, so back to Genesis 2:22. And the rib which the Lord God had formed from man made him woman and brought her unto the man. God brought her unto the man. Now, where was the woman all along? God formed her some and then brought her, verse 23, to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So from this moment, the man became the senior to the woman, became the head of the woman. So that's not something a woman should be fighting about. That is the order of God. Praise the Lord. This is the physical body of the man and the woman. Now, so to continue, I'd like to quickly finish this part so I can get out of here. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall do what? Cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So once you are married, you are not to be cleaving to your house, you are to cleave to who? To your wife. So once a son gets married, cleaves to his wife. He still visits them and say hello to the parents, but he cleaves, he forms a new unit. May God bring order to your family today. In the name of Jesus. You have to protect that home. Say amen. Now, women are special. Why are they special? God brought them. They spent extra time with God. After God completed everything, God said it's not good, and the woman must be present to help. God called her the helper. There's another person called the helper. He's called the what? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 So God brought the woman, not only from the spirit realm, but put the spirit in her to be a helper. So women always help. Even when you don't ask for help, they will help. They'll tell you what to do. They help and they help and they help. They always want to help the man. So when they're there to help, let them help. And if you don't like the help, you can adjust it. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. 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 I can see some men getting up right now to go get coffee and say, yes, I live with one over helper. Well, you should not have a problem with that. God has designed her to be that. Now, men are designed to walk. That's why a man is constantly walking. Walk nonstop. You want him to stop, he can't stop himself. He just wants to walk. Praise the Lord. So this is family that God has designed. Why are women special? God brought them. Women are special because women are fruitful in many ways. I've been thinking about our world, and I'm thinking, every human being that is birthed by a woman. Of course, the seed comes from the father, but every womb of a woman has birthed every human being. You know, how many of us are living on planet Earth today? The statistic says 7.9 billion people. Think about that. Women are producers. What do they produce? They produce humans. They add to the gross national product of their nation, and their gross national product is human beings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Producers, producers of humans. Every human on earth is carried from a womb of a woman. It doesn't matter whether you started the fertilization in a test tube, it still has to go into a womb of a woman and come out. Mothers have been working and producing and reproducing and replenishing the earth with humans. Every human being, whether it's a king, whether it's a president, whether it's a prime minister, whether it's a queen, whether it's a pauper, whether it's the richest man on earth or the richest woman on earth or the poorest person on earth, the sick, the healthy, every one of them, every human being came out of a woman. So women are special because they are doors. They are doors that bring the formulation of God's creation into the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is that quality again? That quality came from our Lord. Jesus says, I am what? The door. Women are door. Hallelujah. 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 Women are door. No human can enter the earth realm without a woman. Of course, their egg is fertilized by the seed of their husband. But they are the one who carries. For 9 months, they carry. And the Bible says, before I was formed in my mother's womb. So the womb has become a forming place. Why is this so? Go to Genesis 3. I think 20. Let's check 20, 21. Genesis 3, 21. Verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name what? Eve, because she was the mother of what? All living. God did not name Eve, Eve. Adam named her Eve. God named Adam's wife Adam. Both of them were called Adam. Somebody shout hallelujah. But Adam, God brought all the animals to name everything. So the only thing he did not name his wife. He first said, woman, you are now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That's the first thing he called her. Then now he says, oh, you are now after the fall. He says, you are now the mother of what? And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. So anything living, woman. So death cannot exist in your presence. You have the power to reject death from your family. You are mother of living. You are not mother of dead. If the financial situation in your home is dead, you can change it. I don't know if you are with me or, you know, I'm just kind of talking because I'm talking more like a mother this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are mother of living. I say women are special. Not only are you a helper, like the Holy Ghost helps. Not only are you a door, like Jesus is the door. Now, you are mother of living. Jesus said, I came to give life and give life abundantly. Women Women are mother of living. Resurrection life is in your home. As far as there's a woman. The statistics have proven it. 7.9 billion people currently as of 2021. Now, how many have lived and died and left? We don't know. So we don't know how many humans have lived for the last 6,000 years. All through a woman. They continue to reproduce. They continue to produce and change the national GDP of their nations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank God for all our mothers. Thank God for my own biological mother, who was a great mother. She was a Proverbs 31 woman. Everything written there from about Proverbs 31, about a woman, that's my mother. You know, when my father-in-law first met her, I said, oh, they don't make them like this. That God broke the mold after they make her. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She was a wonderful mother, you know, that loved people, cared for people, gave and gave and gave. You know, our home was like, if anybody is sick, they came to our home. You know, God protected every one of us. I remember as a kid, people with tuberculosis from the villages, they would come, they need to go to the hospital. It was our home, but none of us got any of those sicknesses. Because of the innocent heart, God protected every one of us. Male, female, our house was Grand Central Station. Sometimes we have to leave and sleep in the living room on the floor on mats so that the adults can have the beds, you know. Nobody was sexually molested or abused. Praise the Lord. Sometimes they even brought gifts from the villages. They bring things to the home, some live things into the home, you know, and we were all protected. Innocence was there, the island of the innocents. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As a mother, you don't have to be selfish. You can give your best, and God will always give you his best. In the name of Jesus. Mothers are special. What do they produce? They produce humans all over the world. I've said that. What else do they produce? They produce blood every month. Once you become a young girl from age teenage years, you know, I don't know what age they start now, but in our days, it's like from age 12 and on, you go through the process of producing blood once every month because you're getting ready to become a mother. What else do they produce? They produce milk. So God designed their body to be producing stuff all the time. Produce milk to nurture their little babies. It's only today you can go to the grocery store and buy a box of milk. It used to be it comes from the mommy's body. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve a wonderful God. The master designer designed the woman special because she's a helper. Why? Help the baby. Help the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. You will always be fruitful as a mother. There will always be more than enough in your home. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of barrenness will never have a hold of your life. Goodness will always be in your home. Isaiah 54. We'll do just maybe verse 1 to 3. You know, I'm just now going. It says single barren. So if there's barrenness in your home, it will not work. It must change because God said you are a mother of living. Living must come out of you. Living must come out of you. Living must come out of you. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. God will cause you to produce. Enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, letting thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. Hallelujah. Keep on building, build strong, build wide, build great. enlargement. Even when it looks like you're being constricted, that's the time you should be thinking greater and greater and bigger and bolder. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. This is the anointing you carry as a mother. Hallelujah. Your seed will always be great. It doesn't matter what they are going through right now. They are coming out greater. They are going to make every waste and desolate place flourish in the name of Jesus. It might look like their life is being wasted right now, but they are not wasted. They are coming out of it. You are mother of living. You begin to say, leave my son, leave my daughter, leave, be fruitful, be great. Hallelujah. Everything you touch will prosper. This is what mothers do. They pray. They don't give up. They don't give up. Mothers don't give up. Even when there is nothing to eat in the home, a mother will find something to eat. Even when their child is sick, they will go to any length to make that child healthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mothers look, they are simple. They look helpless, but they are very strong. Let's go to Luke 18. Luke 18. Praise the Lord. Luke 18. Jesus is the one speaking here about the woman who will not allow. He's talking about prayer. Mothers are people of prayer. They pray. They pray and all the time say, bless me, O God. Bless my husband. Bless my children. And there was a widow in that city. Oh, verse 1. And Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to what? Pray and not faint. So if things that are happening around you want to make you give up and faint, don't faint. Pray. It's time to pray. Amen. It's time to begin to declare the goodness of God. Saying, there is in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regard man. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries. 4. And he would not for a while, but afterwards said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. If a woman wants something and she doesn't get it, just know, when she focuses on that thing, you might as well give up. She's going to get it. The power of tenacity, the power of force, the force of a woman to get what she wants for her life, for her family, you cannot stop her. Everybody in town knows that is a wicked judge. Nobody goes there because that judge can just throw you in jail. But this woman, she's a widow. Her husband is dead. Nothing, but she needs some things have come into her home and she needs a breakthrough. Her woman said, okay, the judge has the answer. If you think you're going to sleep tonight, you are joking. Until I get my answer, there will be no rest for you. So might as well take care of me first before you sleep. Well, most women in their home are like that. If they need something, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's inbuilt. She went in there to get what she wants. The Bible says she wore out the judge. That wicked judge that doesn't even love God or even have regard for God. The Bible says doesn't even respect God or man. Respected this woman. Women have something in them that when they begin to move in that dimension, people will have respect for them. Say amen. Wake up from your slumber today, woman. Wake up and take your position in life. God has put something in you, a tenacity that nobody can quench. In the name of Jesus, you go for what God has put in your spirit, and you go after it, and you go after it with all that's within you. Jesus says, use a story as the example of prayer. So what kind of prayer should you be praying? You pray until you get your result. Say amen. When the children of Israel were suffering for so long and they were going to Exodus from Egypt into the promised land, God did not send the men. Who did he send? He sent the women. You can start reading that whole story starting from the journey started from chapter 2 of Genesis and it goes on. But when of all that Exodus. So I'm not going to go into that. I'm just talking about it. So at home, you go read Exodus and read the story of the Exodus. God sent the women. Go and get everything. Borrow everything. Take everything and get ready to move. They are mother of living. Do not go against a woman. Except that woman does not know who she is. If she knows who she is and she's a child of God, everything is changeable. And everything she wants for her family will come to her. They went in there, got all the wealth. Got in all the wealth and then took everything, plundered Egypt, all the storage and everything. They've been storing all those wealth. They were all transferred. Why? To go build God a house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Women have never been anointed with lack. Did you hear what I said? Women, none of them have lack. But somehow the devil has lied to them and said there's a lack. Women don't have lack. God will show the woman where the resources are. Say amen. And when they get to where that resource is and say, give it, they quickly surrender it. If you're a woman this morning, start telling the devil, give me back my resources for my family. You can never have a poor husband or a poor children. They will succeed in Jesus' name. I think that you can find that in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 22. Exodus 3, verse 22. It says, for every woman shall what? Borrow of her neighbor and of that sojourneth in a house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall what? Spoil the Egyptians. That means plunder them and leave nothing behind. Take everything with you because you're going to go build the house of the Lord. All the years they were suffering, if there's been suffering in your family, it's time for payback. Everything the enemy has stolen, they must pay back. They were walking and slaving away for the Egyptians. But those Egyptians were saving it. But in the fullness of time, everything, they collected everything. Collected everything. Women, begin to collect things for your family. Collect it for your nation. Collect it to the house of the Lord. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. I say, women, you are special. Mothers, you are special. All these things, it is written, so none of this can be held back from you. There is more and enough. There is an anointing. The same people were flogging you, beating you, and telling you, work hard, and pay you nothing, give you crumbs to eat. Those same people released everything they have gathered. That is an anointing. Because when they saw the face of the women, they did not see the women. They saw the face of God. The fear of God came upon them to release it. Women, you are carrying an anointing that the enemy of lack, when they see you, they will run in the name of Jesus. Your children shall be promoted. Your husband shall be promoted. Your grandchildren shall be promoted in the name of Jesus. The good Lord is truly our shepherd. We shall not want, neither shall we lack in the name of Jesus. That was Psalm 23, verse 1. All right. Praise the Lord forevermore. Praise the Lord. I say women are special. To God be the glory. All right. Let us leave that and move on. There are all kinds of women in the Bible. I don't know how much I can give to you. Every chapter of the Bible has a story of a woman, so there are women everywhere. Praise the Lord. You know, Eve, being the mother of everything living, it's a good thing. So death can never swallow any member of your family. I always pray daily. I say, death cannot swallow me. That's part of my daily confession. Death cannot swallow me, neither any member of my family. In the name of Jesus, I am the mother of the living. So people around me, they will live. You should be saying a big amen. The things of the Spirit, you collect them as they are coming to you. You say amen and you say, so be it. You cannot work in a company and that company just go bankrupt. You are mother of living. There will be flourishing there. Say amen. Your children's business will not go bankrupt. They will flourish. Mother of living. Begin to say that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your church will not dry up. It will grow. In the name of Jesus. Everyone excel that hears the sound of your voice. Your extended family will flourish. They will rise. They will rise. They will rise. In the name of Jesus. Because you are a mother of living. Hallelujah. Let's look at Proverbs. We cannot do Mother's Day without talking about Proverbs 31. The verse starts from the beginning. This is the mother of King Lemuel teaching him and telling him the kind of woman he should marry. So this is a good chapter. I know the virtuous woman starts from verse 10, but this is a chapter every mother should teach their sons and their daughters. So when they're going to get married, they know the kind of people that will work well for them. Say amen. Oh, I didn't open 31. I'm wondering what's happening with my phone. Okay, I'll read from the screen. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above what? Rubies. I wanted to read a little bit from the beginning. Maybe let's read maybe from verse. This is the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. So that chapter is a prophetic teaching of King Lemuel. The mother taught him this. What, my son? What, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor the ways to, nor the ways that which destroyed kings. It is not for kings, O Lamwe. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong dreams. Alcohol, substance abuse, all kinds of crazy stuff that will cause your mind not to think well. Do not get involved into those things. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Verse 6. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. If you follow the Lord in the first place, heaviness of heart will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. So most people who are doing those things, drinking early in the morning, before 7 a.m., they're already drunk. Why? Because they're trying. They are miserable. Something is eating at them, and they just want to drown it. They're abusing those substances because things are eating at them. Today, be free in the name of Jesus. Be free from all those things that wants to drown your life, that causes misery in your life. That root of that misery, we uproot it out of your life in the name of Jesus. Live a peaceful life and a goodly life in the name of Jesus. You can read the whole chapter. Let's go to verse 10. Say, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Do not marry into a woman that is going to destroy your life, because women are able to destroy just like they are able to be living things. May we become living mothers who do great things, not destructive. In the name of Jesus, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. That means you are not going to, once there is trust in that family, when there is peace, God will continually provide. Continuous provision, the flow. So if there is no trust in the family, you will block your flow. Today, may the spirit of distrust leave your family in the name of Jesus. That the trust for who you are married to the woman you are married to, because she's anointed to bring in the spoils, that those spoils will not flow into your house. In Jesus' name, say amen. Fathers and husbands, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse, I can read all of it. So it goes on, she will do him what? Good and evil all the days of her life. A godly woman does only good. They don't know evil. They think of the best for their husband and for their family. Say amen. 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's a businesswoman. She is not lazy. She finds a way to be productive. Women are productive. They are not takers, they are givers. Say amen. You should be a giving woman. Mothers are giver. Verse 14. She is like the mentioned sheeps. She bringeth her food from afar. Hallelujah. The best food is what her family eats. They don't eat rotten garbage food. Moldy food. Remember we read in Genesis 1? That every tree that yields fruit, bearing fruit, seeds, and all of that, they are meat. And everything that moves. So the best is what God designed for your family to eat. Say amen. But if she lacks and she's still thinking she's poor, then she can never produce the best for her family. That means her family will begin to die young, because poor quality input equals what? Output. The things you eat lives in your tissue. So may divine health remain in your tissue, because you have the best coming inside you. In the name of Jesus. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maid. She is a giver, giving not only to her family but to her children. So I want to encourage you, read everything. Let's move to the last part of it. There's so many good things there, I will not read all of it. Look at this. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reached forth her hands to the needy. You must go beyond your family. You must go beyond your immediate family. Find somebody to help. Give to the poor. Give generously. As you do that, God will begin to take care of you. Poverty will never enter your family. Your husband, your children will never be poor. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. The women are givers. He says she reached forth. She's not afraid of the snow. Well, we who live in snow country, we know that. You just got to move. For her household, for all her household are clothed with sack, what, with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She is not designed to be wearing rubbish clothes. Say amen. God, you know, that is not holiness. That is smelliness. Say amen. God has not designed the woman to be looking frumpy and dumpy and whatever else. Whatever you have, ask God for the best. He will give it to you. He will anoint you to be able to do that. Say amen. Say amen. He will stretch what is in your hand and make it powerful. I've told all of you so many times how God blesses me. The way I shop for what I need for me and my family, God has because I believe in the word of the Lord, he has made a way for me. Say amen. I give a lot. Most of my income, I give away. But the little I use for myself, it looks like I've spent so much. But I've really spent very little. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Her husband is what? Known in the gates when he's seated among the elders of the land. Next verse. She maketh fine linen, selleth it, and deliver girdles unto the mansion. So she's a businesswoman. Find something to do. Get a job or do something or walk from your home. God will bless it. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. Say amen. Say amen. You can do anything you want to do. You know, women today are in all kinds of jobs. They've gone to space also. They've done all kinds of things. They walk in the sea. They walk in all kinds of areas. They walk in all dimensions. So praise the Lord. Women, you can do it. Your family does not have to suffer. Hallelujah. Let's do the last verse. I want to get out of it. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Say amen. Today may God give you fruit in your hand and may that fruit multiply in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, there are all kinds of women in the Bible. I'll just mention a few, so you need to go do your homework and read about that. There are women who are just wonderful. There are women that we talked about Eve being the mother of living. Now, let's talk about Hagar. I will not have time to read that, so you go to Genesis 16. You can read 16. You can read up to 21. You'll see the story of Hagar and Sarah right there, Father Abraham's wife. And Hagar is the maid of Sarah. You know, Hagar was the maid of Sarah that Sarah has invested in because she was barren. She wanted to help her husband to fulfill the prophecy. Instead of waiting on the Lord, she made a mistake. But in times of helping Hagar to produce children for her, Hagar took advantage. As soon as she got pregnant and had a child, Ishmael, she became a problem to her mistress. Sarah was an older woman. Older woman cannot fight a young girl. Her strength has abated. But Sarah's life miserable. There are people you will give to after you have blessed them and giving and giving and giving. In turn, they will want to make your life miserable. Today, may that spirit of misery that is coming from them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. May your giving not come back to cause problem in your life in the name of Jesus. And any error you have made, may God eradicate it from your life as a woman in the name of Jesus and from your life, also from men in Jesus' name. So Hagar was not a grateful, thankful woman. She was a quarrelsome, troublesome person. May you not become that kind of a woman in the name of Jesus. But the mercy of God, with all her troublesomeness, God still have mercy on her. She was the first woman other than Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that encountered angels. She encountered angels, angelic help. May God send you help in the name of Jesus. When she needed water, God provided water for her and her son. May God turn every misery in your life and troublesome in your life, turn it around to glorify his name. Why God had to do that? Because God has promised Abraham that he will bless him and his seed. Ishmael is the seed of Abraham. Because of Abraham and the seed of Abraham, Hagar became a benefactor. May you become a benefactor of the Abrahamic blessing today for you and your family. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you have done, whether you have aborted children, whether you have killed other people's children. Like the Bible says, there were two women fighting. Say, oh, when there was famine, say, let's kill your child and eat. And they promised to eat each other's children because of famine. And then they, after they finish eating one, the other one said, no, I'm hiding my child. You can't eat mine. So that story went to King Solomon. And King Solomon had to bring peace into that situation, judge that case. Do not, the one that really gave birth to the child, King Solomon said, let's divide the child and give you half and half. And the one that really gave birth to the child, that loved the child, said, no, don't divide the child. Any error you have made, may God have mercy today. May God restore your family and restore your generation in the name of Jesus. Now, there are other women that did wonderful things. So Mother Sarah, she, mother of the promise, she got her Isaac in old age. When it looks like nothing else will work, the Bible says her body was dead, but life came. Why? Because God said you are the mother of living. Hallelujah. Things might be dead. You are getting old. You are an old woman. But life, resurrection life must flow because God has pronounced that word, mother of living. The seed must come out. Whatever has been dormant, whatever has been barren, begin to sing and rejoice. Like we read earlier in Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3, you know about the barren singing and rejoicing and begin to build, begin to enlarge your coast, begin to do that. Your fruitfulness is on the way. Say amen. Your miracle is on the way. It shall surely come to pass, and you will have a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Sarah became the mother of Isaac. Isaac became the father of Jacob. Praise the Lord. Mothers produce kings, prophets, promised seed. Hallelujah. The blessing seed, the covenant seed. Mothers, mothers, you are blessed and highly favored. Say amen. Hallelujah. And through it all, the promise came. And in thy seed, God told Abraham, in thy seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed through Abraham. And we are truly blessed today because of Mother Sarah. She did not leave her husband, say, divorce. She stayed. Hallelujah. The promise came. The promise is still working. And out of that, we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Which other mother I'd like to talk about? How about Hannah? I'll talk about two more mothers, and I'm going to close in prayer. Hannah, you find the story in 1 Samuel. You need to read chapter 1, maybe up to maybe chapter 4, but mostly chapter 1 and 2, you can get more than enough right there. But chapter 1 is where her story began. You know, she lived in a polygamous home. She's the first wife, Hannah, and her mate is Peninnah. And she loved God. She did everything for God. But she was barren. But God says, you will be, Eve will be mother of living. So every woman is capable of having children. Barrenness is not your portion. It might come and stay, and your womb might be shut for a while, but it will open because you're going to make a decision and say, God, you are going to bless me, and you are going to open my womb, and you're going to give me children. Say amen. Every year, the Bible said they went to the house of God, they gave their offering, they did everything they could do all the time. Nothing, nada, nothing was happening. Then her husband's second wife, Peninnah, was giving birth to children and tormenting her. May you not be a woman that torment because you think you have gotten your breakthrough and the other person hasn't gotten theirs. Do not flaunt your miracle. Give God glory for the miracle you have. The other person's turn is coming. Say amen. When their turn comes, theirs will shine forever. And you that think you've got everything, nobody knows your story anymore. Hannah cried day and night, went to the house of God, and giving and praying prayers, and praying until the priest thought something was wrong with her. All she was doing was moving her lips, no sound was coming, but she was seeking the face of God. Cut a long story short, Eli this time was not even... He was already an elderly man. I think he was like 98 years old. He was old, you know, and he could hardly see. His eyes was dim. you know, he's not hearing from God the way he needs to hear. We know that because the story of Samuel tells us that. Samuel was hearing the voice of God, and Eli wasn't hearing, and he wanted Samuel to tell him what. And another prophet had to come and tell him about what's going to happen to him and his family. So he stopped hearing from God, even though he was a priest. But it doesn't matter. When the woman came into the midst, because of Hannah, everything changed. She got her miracle. Eli, that could not prophesy, the Bible said there was no more open vision in his time. He was able to say, next year you will have your child. And it happened. Say, praise the Lord. Even the people around you that have lost their anointing, when you come around, because of you, the word of the Lord will come out of their mouth. And they will speak the right word of season into your life. In the name of Jesus. That's exactly what happened to Hannah. Her presence broke all barriers. And God gave her her miracle. And the Bible says she became a mother of prophet. A prophet was hiding inside her womb all these years. All the time they were laughing, the seed of a prophet was inside her. The prophet that whose word never fell to the ground, who loved God all the days of his life. May God raise great men and women from your seed in the name of Jesus, who will become history makers in the name of Jesus, nation shakers, transforming people's lives through what God has placed upon them in the name of Jesus. May you be that kind of a woman who will pray destinies of people's life into existence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God opened Hannah's womb and she gave birth to 5 more children. Praise the Lord. Boys and girls. So she had 6 children. To God be the glory. From nothing to nothing. Today, you don't know the history of Peninnah's children, but you know the history of Hannah's children. To God be the glory. He became the first king anointer. Anointed King Saul, anointed King David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And upon the throne of David, Jesus came. All that because of Hannah. Can you imagine if she did not press on, keep on praying, and giving to her circumstance? May you not give to any circumstance in your life. May you believe that you will get exactly what you desire from the Lord, and persevere and push in prayer until you get the desired result. In Jesus' name, forget about the people who laugh at you and mock you. They don't mean anything. What matters is you and your God. Amen. My miracle will happen. Whatever you are expecting from God, it shall surely come to pass. Let me say the last one about Mary. What about Mary, the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? A young virgin girl. You can start reading about Mary and the birth of her child from Luke 2. You can read that, and you can also read about Mary knowing the time of Jesus' visitation to do miracles in John chapter 2. So I always like people to read the whole chapter. I don't like just say, read a verse and that's it. Get the whole picture of what God is saying to you. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary, a young virgin, can you imagine the mockery? She's betrothed to be married to Joseph. And then all of a sudden, a bone is growing in her womb. Can you imagine that kind of scandal? God will first of all mess your life to pieces. And then God will now raise the best out of you. People, women who are going through challenges and things that will bring mockery and disgrace and put down and everything. That is not your portion. You are going through process. That's a process. In the process of time, you must go through process. You must be proven. You must be tried. You must be crushed. You must be broken. You must be everything that makes you arrogant and prideful and everything that makes you want to think you are the it. All of that will be removed so that the glory of God will enter you and it will shine out of you in the name of Jesus. Your season of suffering and pain and mockery and shame and disgrace is not your story. It is a process. You are passing through process. Hallelujah. You're going to come out victorious. Your season of delay is not, It's not a denial from God. You are going to get exactly what is coming to you because God has ordained it so. Why this young virgin girl that is betrothed to be married, the husband Joseph, saying having the dreams, they're going to be married, have a baby and all of that. Here the Holy Ghost came in and Mary was conceived and she gave birth to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God had to intervene, show himself to Joseph that it is the doing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you imagine all the women who have been waiting from the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, where God says the seed of the woman will destroy, crush the head of the serpent. Every woman has been thinking it will be the mother of that seed. But here, a young virgin girl, engaged to be married, became the mother. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Why is she called a young virgin girl? Because after she gave the birth to the child, she was still a virgin. Praise the Lord. That is a miracle. That is a miracle. May God do wonders with your life that people will not know. The angel said, Mary, you are blessed. Blessed and highly favored. Blessed among women. Today, may your life be blessed among women. May you be blessed. When Jesus, when the wedding of Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2, they went there, they had the party going, you know, in a marriage ceremony. Some people, they just like to drink. There was enough drink for the party, but some people took more than their portion, and everything was gone. And God, Jesus, was invited to that wedding, and so also his mother, Mary. And there was no more wine, and the disciples came, so everything is finished. And Mary said, well, go to Jesus. Whatever he tells you to do, go and do it. Because she's been a mother praying for her son. She sensed something is about to break through. Hallelujah. In her spirit, she knew something is going to happen today. When they were talking lack, she wasn't seeing lack. She was seeing the manifestation of the glory of God coming to be made manifest. May you be in a different dimension where you see beyond what is happening around you. When others are just seeing circumstance, you are in a different realm where you see God coming through and breaking through your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't know that day. Jesus said, woman, can you put John 2? So let me read scripture. John chapter 2. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with? Let's do verse 3 before 4, please. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. Yes, verse 4. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Hallelujah. But look at what happened. Let's read verse 6. John chapter 2, verse 6. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fair kings apiece. Verse 7. This story goes up to verse 11. So Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Already a miracle is going to happen because they said 6 water pots. How many days did God use in creating the world? 6 days. 6 is present. So a miracle must happen. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Verse 8. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor the feast. And they bear. Jesus said, this hour is not come. What happened? Because the mother spoke. She's the mother of living. It's time for provision. The provision must show up. Somebody shout hallelujah. When there is lack in your home, you begin to say there is abundance. Abundance, show up. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, verse 10, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. May the good things come to pass now in your life. You must have been eating, drinking all kinds of rubbish. May the best not come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's a saying that, an English saying that he that laughs last, laughs the best. Maybe you've not been laughing like Sarah when those angels came. They were laughing. You're going to have a baby. Hagar has been tormenting. She's an old woman. The husband is old. Abraham is 100 years old when he gave birth to Isaac. And then she is what? She is in 90 years old. How does this work? There is nothing. There is no, all the hormones that make you to have a child is gone. Abraham has, his stuff is dead. He can't produce nothing. But yet, God's word we produce. God's word we produce in the name of Jesus. Did we read 10 already? Verse 11. The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. May this be the beginning of miracles in all your household. In the name of Jesus. Rise with me from wherever you are. That God will touch your family today. That your family will be transformed. Mothers, daughters, grandparents, and husbands, fathers. Without fathers, there will be no mothers. So we thank God for all our fathers and all our husbands. We bless every one of them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all our mothers. Let miracles begin to happen. Let mothers be anointed to know the season of breakthrough has come to their household. That they'll be praying people. That they'll be sensitive to the things of the Spirit. That they'll begin to call the things that be not as though they were. That they will begin to be fruitful and multiply. That they will have an understanding that they are mother of living. That they are not mother of dead things but living. If there are dead things in their home, it must resurrect. Life must come. Life must come. Life must come. Life must come. Just like the widow of Zarephath, death came to her home, but the prophet came and activated living. She did not know she's the mother of living, but when the prophet came and activated, life showed up. Hallelujah. 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 The Shunammite woman, life came. Life came. Death came to her home. When the prophet showed up and activated, because the prophet is a prophesier, the one that speaks the word of the Lord, the ones that says, thus saith the Lord, may the thus saith of the Lord begin to happen to every one of us. In the name of Jesus, that living will show up, life in abundance. In the name of Jesus, I pray this for your entire family. New testimonies. Mothers who don't know where their children are, they will call home. They will come back home. The prodigals will come home. Those that are living a reckless life, that are dealing with issues they cannot handle. Set them free now. Set them free now. Be alive. Live and live in goodness. Live in abundance. Live resurrection life in the name of Jesus. Those who are struggling with sick children, may their children be healed, be restored, be made whole in the name of Jesus. Those who are fighting in their marriages, be healed in your relationship. May the sweet wine of the Holy Ghost come upon your family, that there will be joy unspeakable. In Jesus' name, we bless our biological family, our spiritual family, our partners, our church family, extended families. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for the word of the Lord. May it grow and grow and multiply and bring forth great fruit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We've been greatly blessed. Thank you so very much. Amen. Maybe you should stay so we can have communion together. The Lord has been good to us this morning. Mothers, you've heard it. There is a covenant grace on your life to bring forth life where there's death, to bring forth life, to birth it, to nurture it. As you've received that word today, remember that the word of God says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Mama spoke to us today that one of the key factors that God has given to us in our mothers is that word from the mouth. Jesus was mobilized into his ministry, as Mama just shared with us, through what he said, what the mother said. So today, in the name of Jesus, as we share together, be reminded that there's a grace on your life as a mother to prophesy life into your home. Use what God has given to you to build and bring about restoration. A woman with a word, with a vision, cannot be denied. And if there's one thing I can say to us this morning, you don't want a bad woman in your life. So may God remove evil women, Jezebels, out of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. May God remove Atalias out of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. May mothers that have the vision of God, the Deborahs, rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Sarahs, rise up. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hadaboshadehanas, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, the Elizabeths and the Marys. Ikalado sheketete baladabashandere bakotovoka. May God turn around Rahabs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let the roots rise in the name of Jesus. Yes, virtuous women that will speak life and bring about restoration. Madobo shekele baladaba shakataka. Rikatadobo shekele barabatoseba. We give you praise, O Most High, for glorious things that are happening in our lives today. We embrace the word of life that you've spoken to us through this mother, O God. Lord, O God, let sons and daughters rise up by the anointing and let fruitfulness come to bear. You said that these are the days of the raising up of women. Father, in Jesus' name, let the women, oh God, that you've raised up, rise up strong. Lord, oh God, we crush and destroy the stronghold of Jezebels and Ataliahs. In the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy, oh God, that evil seed. Those, oh God, that will raise up evil seeds. Raise up cockroaches. Lord of God, we shatter those strongholds and we declare in the name of Jesus, the Lord of God, that mothers that raise up mighty men and women, oh God, rise up to their rightful places. We dethrone those that must be dethroned and we declare enthroned, oh God, those that must be enthroned. Blessed be your holy name. Father, when Nehemiah was to go get things straightened out, the word says, O God, Artaxerxes was on the throne and the queen was with him. In that place of agreement, the release was given. Let there be a release now, Father, for rebuilding and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Esther's rising up. And Lord, oh God, even now, we give you praise. We take off this body and we take off this cup. And we do it in remembrance of you. Thank you, Father, that women evangelists, yes, declaring the resurrection have been raised up now. We pronounce your blessings on women all around the globe, that they will rise up in Jesus' name. To declare Jesus is risen, yes, and he is Lord.
He is Lord indeed.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We take off this body of the Lord and we eat and we declare that the blessing of the Lord has not only been spoken, it has accomplished what it is sent for. Take and eat and be blessed of the Lord.
Cup of blessing. We have been blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Blessing has been pronounced over our lives in all dimensions. Hallelujah. As we take of this cup of blessing this morning, the blood of Jesus Christ, health, wealth, peace, love, joy, fruitfulness, grace, strength, power, victory, greatness, and the goodness of the Lord and his mercy be in your life, manifestation of it, be made shown, and may you have a testimony. Take Amen. And drink in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are truly blessed and highly favored. Amen. Tonight we will be together again in this platform, and the grace of God will abound towards us as we continue hearing about our destiny helpers. If you didn't get it this morning, women are destiny helpers. They were raised up just, and they represent the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, women and the Holy Spirit carry the same title. To be helped, to be comforted, to be ones that bring us to remembrance. Oh, wow. Mighty God, we give you praise for this mighty move of your Spirit. Amen? Well,
I just have a word for the Lord.
Yes.
If you abuse a woman, you have to stop today.
Yes.
When you do that, you have closed the blessing of God upon your life. Be free from that demonic oppression now.
Amen.
And that rage in Jesus' name. From now on, you will celebrate the women in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's a powerful word. Yes. Don't ever, ever be abusive to the women in your life. You curse yourself. You shut up that which we produce for you. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. But before we pray the last prayer tonight, be reminded that, or rather this morning, be reminded that we have a conference coming up. COVID does not stop the conference. And begin now to intercede concerning this conference, because God knows why he captioned this particular conference the Spiritual Reset Conference. Spiritual Reset Conference. And it's going to be happening at the time of Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let's listen to this, watch this video, and then we'll pray the last prayer. Praise the Lord. Stretch forth your hands wherever you are right this very moment. Father, we do not have closed hands. We have open hands. Because, oh God, we position ourselves to receive. But to do so, we come by faith and we release our offerings. We release, oh God, our seed. God who multiplies seed sown, multiply our seeds. Father, and as we release our seed, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are filling our hands, our lives, oh God, with your goodness. We declare surely goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. We do not sow sparingly. We sow bountifully. Those who sow sparingly reap sparingly. Those who reap bountifully have sown bountifully. Lord of God, you cannot be mocked. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are true to your word. And Lord God Almighty, multiply, multiply, multiply our seed sown. Increase us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it is well with us in our spirits, in our souls, in our bodies, in our finances, in our relationships, in every realm. We are blessed. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that the waters are purged. And Lord, oh God, the waters release their increase to us now in Jesus' name. The terrestrial realm is releasing its increase to us. The celestial realm is releasing increase to us. For Lord, oh God, the heavens are open unto us. We are blessed from above. And we are blessed to God. The merchant ships are bringing resources to us. The waters are healed. Katobo shikaladaba santolema. That which has held wealth and riches, held back health, held back favor. Lord God Almighty, this day is defeated. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you have destroyed the stronghold of Leviathan. Amen. Lord, O God, and that which swallowed riches now releases it. It must throw it up. Father, we cut this thing open. By the authority of your word, it is cut open. And Lord, oh God, resources are pouring into the household of faith. There is no lack here. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree so. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. release your offerings, give unto the Lord, and may the blessings of God pursue after you and overtake you. And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, dear.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you guys. Happy Mother's Day.
See you tonight.
Call your mother.
Yes, call your mother. Oh, yes. Let's say hello to...